We have a special treat this year. In fact, this year we have readings from the 7th and the 8th Sunday of Ordinary Time. In some years, we don't have that. We don't have these insightful readings because Lent comes a bit earlier than it is this year. Today's readings, however, are especially relevant to our world, to our nation and community in this present time. Deep divisions in politics, in religion, care of the earth, and it seems anything we want to throw out there causes conflict today. So much of what we hear of neighbors, co-workers, even family members who cannot speak to each other. What are we to do? The theme for the readings read throughout the Universal Church today is love for enemies. Now, we all know this. We all know that that is really, really hard. We know that it is the most difficult form of love. We know that this type of love calls upon something very special, and that special is to call upon the power of God in making correct choices. When the correct choices are made, we bear the image of Jesus within us. In our first reading here this evening, it highlighted Saul and David. Saul fell out of favor with God. So God directed Samuel then to anoint David as king while Saul was still king. He was on the throne. And Saul became very jealous of David because David was having great success on the military fields. His popularity was rising, so Saul tries to kill him. David, however, given the opportunity to kill Saul, does not. He made the right choice, refusing to hurt Saul and respecting God's anointed king by forgiving his offenses. Saul continued to make wrong choices and was not able then to stop his misery because of his desire for revenge. Psalm 103 tells us that God is kind and merciful. God pardons our failings and crowns us with kindness and compassion. We are reminded that just as God has blessed us, so we are to bless others. In the second reading, St. Paul tells us how the first Adam made a wrong choice, a choice of disobedience, whereas Jesus, the second Adam, made the correct choice in fulfilling God's will, showing people how to live in right relationship with our God and also with neighbor. Paul says that we bear the image of both Adam and Jesus, both the earthly and the heavenly. The gospel is a continuation of the Sermon on the Plain that we heard last Sunday. The Beatitudes and the Woes heard last week, and the reading this week reveal that God reverses the expected world order. Jesus focuses on our capacity to love. He gives a revolutionary moral teaching about correct choices in our human relationships, placing emphasis on the golden rule: do to others as you would have them do to you. And then he went on to amplify the golden rule by a strong string of commands that go against human nature. Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you. Pray for those who mistreat you. Wow. While in a Georgia jail, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. wrote a sermon about loving your enemies. He said, "Of course, this is not practical. Life is a matter of getting even, of hitting back, dog eating dog." And then he went on to say, "We have followed the so-called practical way for too long now, and it only brought deeper confusion and chaos. Hate is just as injurious to the hater as to the hated. We must follow another way, he said. While abhorring segregation, we shall love the segregationist. That had to be hard to say. But he went on to say, that is the only way to create a beloved community. Jesus instructs us to love our enemies and to be merciful as God is merciful to us. Jesus challenges us to do for others what God has done for us. Be compassionate, he said, as your Father is compassionate. Jesus concluded the scripture reading today by telling us to stop judging and start forgiving. As Jesus' disciples, we are called to imitate him the very best we can, and it is hard. Our goal as followers of Christ is to practice grace-filled behavior with the power of the Holy Spirit. We are given the power of that Holy Spirit to treat others well, not as they deserve, but with love, with kindness, and forgiveness. We need to recall what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, verse 45. For he makes his sun to rise on the bad and the good, and causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. The implication of all of that is that all are children of God. Jesus asks us to pray for those who mistreat us or those who are considered to be our enemies. Our challenge, however, is to overcome that natural inclination to get even, with those who have offended us. Through prayer for those who have hurt us, we show love. That's one way we can show love to someone who maybe we consider to be our enemy or someone who has hurt us. Pray for them. Pray that we can show them our love, that we can show them our kindness and mercy, just as that has been bestowed upon us by our loving God. It is through Jesus and the Holy Spirit that we can be freed from holding on to bad feelings. We can be freed from hatred and revenge, and we can receive the courage to return good with good for evil. How often is it that we pray the Our Father? My goodness, it seems like many, many times, you know, throughout the week, and we'll be praying the Our Father again here very soon in our liturgy. We ask God to forgive us as we have forgiven others. It is in forgiving that we are healed. And if we remember how God has forgiven us, then that helps us to forgive others. Next week, Jesus again will be speaking from the Sermon on the Plain. He will challenge his followers not simply to listen, but to act upon his words, to share our mercy, our forgiveness, and our love in concrete ways through our words, through charity, and through actions, in our homes, in our workplaces, with our coworkers, in our schools, and in our communities. Those are the correct choices that lead to healing, restoration, new life, and give joy and hope. St. Francis sums it up very well when he said, "Where there is hatred, let me sow love, and where there is injury, pardon."